We start to discuss koshering. Come up.
No, we don't think we discuss koshering.
Okay, let's continue. So we got a lot to do, guys. I'm sorry, it's 9:20. Yeah, move up, bench. So do we discuss hand bake and shmura, machine bake? Which is better? We did discuss it, didn't we? So I want to point out, what's the best type of mara? Best type of mara is romaine lettuce. Best type of mara is romaine lettuce. Second best is root, you know, of the leaves of the horseradish. Okay. And then the third best is endives. This is based on the Mishnah in Sochem Adaf Lamed Tesamud Aleph. Where's Shmuel also? First one is romaine lettuce. Second one is the root, you know, the grating of, you grate the horseradish. And the third one is endives. Well, you look it on the computer. They're green. Now, why romaine lettuce? Because it starts off sweet and is bitter, says Chazanish. That was our experience in Mitzrayim. And the problem is with romaine lettuce, and you have to spend a lot of time on this, is clean it well. Because Marv Bizman Azez, the Rabbanon, I have a lot of food in my car. I have a lot of food in my car from the Sheva Brothers, guys. Chulent, potato kugel, tuna and egg salad. So you come help me at lunch and you take whatever you want. Okay. Yeah, romaine lettuce is sweet and then it gets sour. That was our experience in Mitzrayim. Problem is, a lot of bugs in romaine lettuce. Lots of bugs. And if you are trying to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan and you eat one bug, you're over six laven in the chumash. Six laven in the chumash. Nate, good to see you. Good morning. So, if you never want to eat a bug, if you eat a bug, you're over six laven. So you might say, I'm doing a mitzvah. First of all, the mitzvah is only d'rabbanan. And even if it's d'oraisa, it doesn't allow you to eat a bug. Follow me? Clean the bugs. So you must take a lot of time and clean the bugs properly to make sure you don't have no bugs in your romaine lettuce. Now, some people do a shtick, which is wrong. They soak it in vinegar. You're not allowed to do that. Yes. You're not allowed to do that because that's called kavish kemavushal. When you soak something in vinegar, in your day it has a status of bishul. Kavish kemavushal. You're not allowed to be yotzei mara with cooked mara. It has to be raw mara, not cooked. It says lo kvushin. Yeah. You're not allowed to do kavish. Tosfos says it. Tosfos says the last daf and what daf? I think it's lamed chesem and beis, no? Can I have my, sorry, thank you. Lamed chesem and beis. Remember that one line, Tosfos? It says kavish kemavushal. That's why you're not allowed to soak it at all in vinegar. Now, what about doing it, soaking it 24 hours in water? That also is a problem. You got to wash it off here in Pesach with water. Good. Here. You see that? Zayas melech, umelech kirotech. It's a little different. Salting is like roast, is like broiling. Same thing, pickling is like cooking. Kavish kemavushal. You follow me? So you cannot soak in the water for 24 hours either. You can't soak in vinegar for half an hour, even. And you can't even do it water for 24 hours. So you gotta, it takes a lot of time. You gotta do it right. And it can be done right. I've been in a hotel where it wasn't done right. You can see the bugs on the thing. And machshel people, it's terrible. Yes, go ahead.
What's wrong with soaking in water?
Soaking in water for 24 hours becomes kavish kemavushal. It has to be 24 hours. Water
like
takes 24 hours. What'd you say?
Like the milkshakes in first semester.
Milkshakes?
Yeah, we had in the...
Oh, you mean by Reb David...
Reb
David may even have the milkshake in the morning to make his mind clear for the shir the next day. Was it Rav Lubin? No, it was Rav Tyson, Rav Zion. Rav David Mimintz. Yeah. Okay, very good. Now, please get that. What'd you say? Rav David Mimintz? That was just he dissolved it in water. That was something else. That was Lamed Zion base. This is talking about water. Not a lot of soak in the water, Usher. You got it? So I would recommend, I try to have romaine lettuce, but I also try to do the, you know, the horseradish. You can't have the red stuff because that's beets. That's sweet. You have to do the root and, you know, grate it. Now, when it says root, I don't think it's the real root. I don't think it's the real root, because if it's a root, you're not yotze. You're only yotze with the stalks, the klochen. It's like the stalks, so not the roots. Yeah, go ahead.
If you were, you have to eat a kazayas. So if you were to eat 3/4 of a kazayas of lettuce and 1/4 of a kazayas of root, would that be yotze?
I don't think you should. It's a great child. I think you should have 1 kazayas of lettuce.
And then a little bit of root.
Yes.
That's how you should
focus on the lettuce, yeah. At least 2 or 3. Yeah, you got to eat a lot for Korach too. We talked about the Shurma Matz already. You got to eat a lot for Korach. It's hard.
My grandfather holds like a Beitza for some reason, and he's like always eating more throughout the whole Seder because he just he's eating like I think seven pieces.
The experience. Once they have the experience. Now we don't have to eat Mara B'Teyavon, but you know what we have to do? Matzah B'Teyavon, but something else a lot of people don't know. The Ramah says you have to eat the Harosis B'Teyavon. A lot of guys don't know that. You know you're supposed to eat the Harosis, but when do you eat it? During Shulchan Aruch. Not when you dip it in the Mara. You're supposed to dip it in the Mara and shake it off. You don't eat the charos with the mar, then it's not sour anymore. It's not bitter.
I love the charos.
There also you shake it off. The proper slot to eat the charos is in Shur Shulchan Aruch. Not during Korach and not during Morach. Not during Mar and not during Korach. You shake it off and then you eat it L'mayis B'Shur Shulchan Aruch.
I've always had this question, but I've never heard a satisfactory answer for me.
Yes.
You go into the Seder very starving and everything because it's late at night and you're really hungry and you want to have room. But then we have all these rules about eating, how much lettuce you have to eat, how much matzah you have to eat, how much korach you have to eat. And by the end of the day, by the end of korach, you're not so hungry, you're not starving anymore. So now you're going to Shulchan Aruch when you need to have a kazayat still of matzah and you need a kazayat still of, and you need to have some process.
Well, Shulchan Aruch, you don't need to have matzah.
Yeah, I thought you had to have matzah, no. But.
Not during Shulchan Aruch. You need for Afikoman. You're right.
Afikoman, fine.
That's why I don't eat much.
Right.
I don't eat much.
Afikoman, you have to have. Yeah. How can you expect people to be so?
I don't have seconds and thirds during Shulchan Aruch.
I can't even have first after having my kazayas of lettuce. My kazayas.
Right. So you got to guide yourself accordingly. They have a little bit. I don't have seconds and thirds. Bli neder for Shulchan Aruch because. Not only that, but you got to be able to eat it. Forget about the appetite. These guys are so full they can't eat it. So you got to make sure that's why I don't. And there are certain things that Nate brings up you have to eat. What are the certain? The minigas to eat an egg with salt water. Why? Why the egg? Because the same night of Tisha B'Av. This year the Seder is Monday night. Tisha B'Av is Monday night. It says in the Ramah. We're commemorating the Korban. Also, the egg is the Chagiga too, right? You got to eat the egg. A lot of things you got to eat. You don't want to make your mom feel bad, so you got to eat a little bit. But I only eat, my wife knows that. I usually have seconds and thirds, unfortunately. For Yontif, Omaisa. Even during the week, I do, unfortunately. But Yontif, I try to have a little bit more. You're supposed to eat. Only on Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to eat for what? You're supposed to only not, lo yachol saveo. Not supposed to eat to your heart's desire. Rosh Hashanah, because you may eat achadiri. But the other Yom Tov, Pesach, you're supposed to eat. Not the same, a little bit, because you have to eat that. But you have to eat that's what I eat during the meal. I have the what? Charosis. Now you have to eat that b'teyamo. So you have to know what the charos is made of. So what is it made of? It's made of almonds. It's made of nuts. And Rav Shetler said that apples are a mistake. Apples are a mistake. It's Christian theology. Tapuchim in Tanakh, Tyson says the end of Titus means an orange, citrus fruit. Did you know this? We make two separate haroses, one with orange and one apples. I don't even think we do it. We never do the apple. Rav Shredder said it's a mistake. Doesn't mean apples. That's Christian theology. Tapuz is orange, esrog, citron, citrus fruits, because it's supposed to be acidic. So it's supposed to be thick, and then the Ramah writes you pour wine in it at the table to make it liquidy. That's what the Ramah writes. And you're supposed to eat it b'teyavo. So how do you eat something b'teyavo? Look what your recipe is. Almonds, nuts, Taisa says, don't eat almonds and nuts on Erev Pesach. She'll eat it by appetite. You follow me? Now, Mara we don't find. That's a little bit comical to eat Mara b'teyavo. That no one's going to do. Appetite. Yeah. Because it says you're supposed to be with the other, the Mara says. Because it's to experience the bad stuff. You don't want to eat that. Geschmack. I have a geschmack about the people crying. I understand, but there's no din that after eating the other. If you're celebrating Cheres, that's a din, like matzah. Right? Matzah, you know, it's like a moni, but it's mechad dem nusa. So that's what I want to keep in mind. Make sure that what we prepare, you help out your parents. I usually do the grading outside. But Lamaisa should have the kazesim. And then Lamaisa, Harosa should be eaten at the right place. Don't eat it the mar at the time of the mar in the time of the Harot, and then that time of Koresh. You eat it during the Shulchan Aruch. You follow me? I know, but you got to do it at the right time. You got to tell the family. Now, what do I mean by telling the family? There is a Shlach Kodesh that writes, no one ever does this. The Torah wasn't given to angels. Forgot where the Gemara. Where's the Gemara that says that? The Torah wasn't given to Malach HaSharis.
We had it.
Where is it in Shas?
We did it this year.
You did it?
We talked about it. Yeah,
is it in Brachos?
It's in Brachos somewhere.
Yeah? Okay, so listen to this. Listen to this. You'll find it for me. Why is it when you say the bracha, we learn it's a big machlokes. Which matzahs are you yotze berev tochel matzahs with? Motzi matzah, korech, or what? Afikomen. So machlokes you're showing. Which one of the three slots are yotze? Machlokes. So the bracha you say machlokes matzah theoretically goes on what? Korech and also afikomen. The Shlach Kodesh has a chumro. You should not talk at all. And that's loaded in the Torah of Malka Asharis. You have cousins at the table you haven't seen in years. Really should talk from the bracha of the beginning and most of that's on the end of Afikoman. Wow. That, Lamais, is too hard to do. But what is possible to do is what? Don't talk till after what? Korech. So what I do, Bleneder, is give the instructions. You follow me? I said, we're going to wash now. Finish Magid. We're going to wash. 2 and 2. We're going to say our mochi matzah. Everyone has to eat 2 kazesim for mochi matzah. Then when we're done with that, we'll say maror. Say the brachat maror together. We'll eat the maror without a seba. Same din. You don't do reclining when you're commemorating the crying. And then what do? Korek. You say zecher lehillel, but we don't shmooze. We only start shmoozing after the carrot's done when we get to the meal. But in theory, Reb Chaim had a chumrah for the Shlach Kodesh not to even talk during Shulchan Aruch. That's really hard. That is really hard, Lamais. I don't see anyone does that. Admitting is not to do that. But Lamais, I want you to keep it in mind. Now, we should keep the matzah on the table during halal. You got to go through all the kashas, Lamais. I want you to go through all the kashas, Lamais. But the bracha of Rapi Adam, but I'm thinking about speaking about this in Shabbos, I'm going to draw sure. The bracha of Rapi Adam, you have to have in mind also for what? The Yisayan Karpas for Baruch. Yes? You have to have that in mind. Api Aloch. Now, when you get to the end of the Seder, there's 4 minhagim how to say howl at the end. The one that we don't hold like is Rashbam says there's 2 brachas. There's the brachas on Halal Mitzri, which is Halal Nes, which is Derek, Nace Nigla, bless you. And then you have Nace Nistra, the 26 Hodel Hashem Kitovs. He said each one is a bracha. The Rav said, one is for Nace Nigla, one is for Nace Nistra. We don't hold like that. But it's a whole question about the combination, a whole question about how you end up. So what do we do? So if you look, I think the Haggadah is in the center, isn't it? You don't think it is? In case someone doesn't have it? That's just Magid, I think. No? That's just Magid. I thought it had the Haggadah. You know, it doesn't have the Haggadah?
I've never accidentally seen it.
No, it doesn't have a whole Haggadah. Does anybody have a Haggadah here? It's all right. At the end of the Hallel, what do? We go through Yishtah. We go through what? We finish up the Hallel Mitzri. Then we go back to Yishtabach. Right. But then we should have brought my Haggadah. No one has a Haggadah here? What?
Straight online?
No, it's all right. At the end of the Haggadah, the Maisim, the end of the Haggadah. Thank you very much, Nate. The end of the Haggadah, you go through the 26 Hodel Hashem to say Nishmas, then you go back to Yishtabach, right? So the way we do it is we end up with the bracha we say Yishtabach at the end, I think. We don't say Melech Mulav with these brachos, do we? The Rav had a combination. It's not working, huh? There's no internet, no? Oh, you still can override that?
I connected to the internet.
It said no internet, no? So listen to this. So it says, we go back. The Rav said you got to combine it. You know what he said? Look up to Hashem, Melech Mulav with these brachos. Then he said, Kelo Don, I don't any flow. You combine the end of Hallel, our Hallel, with Yishtabach. We don't do that, though. That was the way the Rav thought. There are four ways to end up. You could say each one had a bruch at the end. We don't accept Rosh Bob. We go back to the Yishtabach. You have the Haggadah at the end, just a regular Nisach Ashkenaz. Is that from Chabad.org? Just regular Nisach Ashkenaz Haggadah. So I want you to note that in Holland. Now, guys, everyone's falling asleep. That's the most important part of the of Hallel, the end. You have to praise Hashem for it. And then when you drink a fourth coast, you got to say, Allah Gofim, Rapri Gofim. Don't forget the Bracha Chrona. And really, that Bracha should be said before what? Before Chatzos. Everyone tries to eat Avikom before Chatzos. The Ramah says you try to finish Hallel before Chatzos. That means the Hallel at the end. You got that? Yes, you do.
Right after.
Yes, you do. You say it right afterwards. Excellent. You say it right afterwards. Do you say it after Birkas HaMazon? Do you say it after Birkas HaMazon? You have it there?
Let me see.
Let me see the Haggadah.
Hala.
Shkoy Kol.
Yeah, I had to subscribe to Chabad's weekly emails.
Very appreciated. Does that cost you money? Or?
No. Just annoyance.
You go through Hallel Mitzri, then they go back to Hallelucha. Follow me? See, this is not Nusach Ashkenaz.
Really?
No?
After all that?
Yeah, this is not Nusach Ashkenaz.
I'll find it.
What'd you say?
It said Ashkenaz on it.
It did say Ashkenaz?
I thought so, but maybe I hit the wrong one. Let me see.
I don't think it is, because okay, you end up saying... Now, do you say two bracha achronas? You do. You say one after Brekas HaKoshlishi. And you say, actually, I don't remember. And then you say another one bracha achron after what? After Kosh Revi. Now, I want you to get this.
You don't
say Amapil. Did you guys know that? That's wrong. You do say Amapil. You say Kriyashma and you say Amapil. You don't say the Psukim. Because Hashem Lel Shimurim, Hashem guards you.
Oh,
a lot of people make a mistake and think they don't have to say what? Amapo. It's wrong. You say Kriyashma and Amapo. Thank you very much, Nate.
You don't say the rest of
No, you don't say any of the Psukim. That's the bidding. No, No, you go say Kriyat Shema and Amapo, done. On the two nights of Pesach. A lot of people think you don't have to say Amapo. It's a big mistake. Now listen. Yes. Shema and Amapo, just the first two nights. It's called Lel Shemuru. Now listen to this. You end up with Shtabach, like I said. You say all of Hallel. Then you say what? Nishmas, 26 Hodul Hashem Kitovs. And then you go back to Yishtabach and you add Brachat Hashem Melchavli. The Rav, yes? The Rav thought, no, you got to combine the Brachat Hashem Melchavli Shmos. Kelodos, I don't need any flows. You say Brachat Hashem Melchavli Shmos, and then you start Kel Melech to combine the two. You follow me? That's what the Rav said. It's Minigavi, the Minig of Race Brisk, was that they combined the two together. Rashbam had two separate Brachas. We don't do that. But we follow Minig Ashkenaz. Now, the Italians had the fourth minig. What was the fourth minig? I think the fourth minig was they ended up saying, No, Bruchat Hashem, Melchim Lavat Yishpachos.
What a call.
Follow me? Right here. You see that?
Yeah. What a call.
What'd you say?
I guess that.
Yeah. Those are the four ways to finish up. You understand it? Two separate brachas. Rashbam, we don't accept. Do like the Rav, we don't accept. We do Minig Ashkenaz. The fourth one is at the end up with what? With Melech Muhammad Yishbachos. I don't know how they do Yishtabach, the Italian one. Now you say a bracha chrona after Kos Ravi. What about after Kos what? Kos Shlishi. You say a bracha chrona? No, you don't. Because you're continuing on, Bench. You go right to Hallel. Got this? I want you to understand the structure of the Seder. Now, you're not allowed to drink anything at all after Afikoman, except the Kos and water. You shouldn't have orange juice, apple cider, seltzers like water, that's okay. But you shouldn't eat or anything or drink anything. You have to taste the whole night. You follow me? Only the Kos Ravi, the Kos Lishi. Please get that, Lamaisa. Now, the first day of Pesach, we don't say Ka'eli. Why not? We don't say Ka'eli before Musaf. You know Ka'eli? Ka'eli. Why? Because I thought it was connected with Tisha B'Av. First day is always crossed with Tisha B'Av, so you don't want to. It's a little bit more toned down. That's what I thought. Ko'eli. First day you say Tau, and the Chazan says it with a what? With a Kittel. Okay, let's close today. So we got to start talking about Kashering too, guys. We didn't talk about Kashering at all. I want to close today. We got a lot to do in Seder. I don't know where Shmuel and Akiva Kishin. The Tanel and the Cheskel. Let's get this. Why do we wear a kittel? One of the reasons why we wear a kittel. The Rambam quotes. One is because of shrouds. What do you mean shrouds? Guy shouldn't be a Baal Gaiva. That he's going free. Shouldn't be a Baal Gaiva. What's the other one? You're like Malachim. It's a Simcha. Fakir is a more positive thing. I'll give you two nafkaminas. Number one,
when you're eating,
maybe the only Baal HaBos should do it. Not the other married guys that are guests, because who's going to be the Baal Gaiva? Oh, you come to my tish. Tish is a table. You come to me, the Baal Gaiva. Only the Baal HaBos should wear the tish. Should wear the kittel. If, however, you hold it simcha, then everyone at the table should wear it. You got it? That's one nafkamina. Nacha nafkamina. Nacha means another Yiddish. What's another nafkamina? If the Baal HaBos is, do you wear the kittel if you're an oval? If you're in the year of Avelis. If you weren't about Gaiva, it's not going to be about Gaiva because of the year of Avelis. So you would wear it. If it's because of Simcha, you shouldn't wear it. What's our minig? Our minig is all the married men wear it, not just the Baal HaBos. And the other one is that during Avelis, many people have a minig still to wear it. It's different than Hagim. But Lamaisa. And then there might be a third nafkamina, first year marriage. During the Yom Darayim, the chassan doesn't wear it, lefishish. It's naki. He's already naki. Doesn't need it. But you do wear it during the Seder. First year, many have admitted not to wear it. If you hold it simcha, makes sense. You're already naki. You're ready to be simcha. If you hold it gaiva, maybe yes. If you're the Baal HaBos. And then the last nakuda is, who do you say spend the first Seder by? Your in-laws or your parents? What's it did? Shrev Shetra always told us there's a Mishnah Pesachim that has the case that you're by your what? You're by your in-laws. You see, that's a din, he said. It's a din, you have to be by your in-laws at first Seder. I was, myself. First Seder after you're married. You should be by your in-laws. Okay, we got a lot to do tomorrow. Okay.
We got to do now today.